Hi, this is Sonia Choquette, and these are meditations that have been created to invite divine guidance, support, healing, and love into your life. Allow yourself to relax. And as you relax, take a breath in through the nose and then out through the mouth and gently release the sound. And again, take a breath in through your nose. Release out through your mouth. And settling this time even deeper into a state of relaxation, release the sound. And then allow your breath to enter into and then flow out of your body, gently, naturally, at a pace that is perfectly comfortable just for you. And as you breathe and relax, allow your eyes to close and allow your mind to slip away from present time and the conditions that are surrounding you in the moment, and gently begin to drift into another place in time that exists behind your imagination. And in this place, in this timeless dimension, can you possibly imagine that your divine spirit lifts gently out of your body and is reunited with your higher self, the eternal, all-knowing, divinely connected you that oversees your physical journey, that oversees your experience in this present incarnation? Allow your spirit to merge with your higher self, gently and easily, with this next breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Gently merging with the sound. And now relaxing as you find yourself one with your highest, most conscious, divine self. Turn your full attention to your higher self and ask your higher self to clear the path for you in present time so that you can have a better connection to your higher self, to the divine world, to the angelic forces and spirits that help you, to the ascended masters, teachers, and guides that will support you on your path. And breathe, allowing yourself to relax and drift deeper and deeper into a state of peaceful, quiet, perfect calm as your higher self steps forward and begins to clear the way. Notice as you watch with your breath how the higher self first calls forward the elementals from the nature kingdom and asks the elementals to gently surround your physical body as you sit there in this perfectly calm and safe, relaxed state, to enter your physical vibration and to relieve your physical vibration of any dissonance, disturbance, congestion, pain, illness, heaviness, tension, stress, discomfort that originates in present time or comes through from past lives and past experiences that you are presently corded to. And notice how your higher self commands the elementals to clear all this congestion, dissonance and pain from your physical body so that it can become comfortable and therefore present and open to higher guidance, connection with the higher frequencies of the spirit realm. Notice as you breathe how lovingly and beautifully and how thoroughly the elementals clear your physical body. And breathe. Continuing to relax and feeling the relief that the physical body is now experiencing. Allowing your spirit to re-enter the body in a deeper, more peaceful way. Through your imagination, now notice how your higher self invokes the assistance of the Archangel Gabriel and all the ministries of healing angels to begin to clear your emotional body, freeing you of all confusion, fear, anxiety, depression, resentment, grief, regret and sorrow. And notice how the Archangel Gabriel, in service to your higher self, commands the angels that rule the healing field to clear your emotional body, freeing you of all past injuries and upsets, allowing you to be present and clear of all emotional disturbances and disruptions, disappointments, sadness, and fears, and allows your awareness to be completely rooted in a peaceful emotional calm in present time. With your breath, allow your spirit to assist this clearing and cleansing, leaving you of the past and allowing you to experience perfect peace, freeing your awareness to hear your guides and connect with the higher frequencies of the angelic and divine field. Notice as the emotional field is cleared, your spirit becomes more available more aware, more present, and more connected to your higher self. Relaxing into a peaceful emotional state, imagine with your breath that your higher self is now calling forward the Archangel Raphael to clear the mental body of all rigidity, false opinions, discord, judgment, anger, dissatisfaction, frustration, negativity, and arrogance that would turn you away from the flow of the spirit of your higher self and your creator. And with your breath, observe how your higher self commands Raphael and the ministry of angels that heal the mental body to clear your mind, relieve it of all confusion, distortion, and allow yourself to be perfectly open and receptive to divine guidance and the flow of direct communication with your higher self. Notice with your breath and the support of the Archangel Raphael, how your mind is quiet, receptive, and acutely aware of and attuned to your higher self and the guides that serve your soul's evolution and your spirit's empowerment. Notice how you settle into present time more comfortably with a clear and quiet mind. And continuing to breathe connected to the support of your higher self through your imagination, imagine that your higher self now calls forward your divine teachers and surrounds your astral body with a loving and forgiving vibration that relieves your astral body of all past karma, all past debts, all past obligations, and frees those who are obliged to you of their debts and obligations to you, in forgiveness and in the intention of merging with your higher self and being able to live fully empowered in present time, guided by your higher self, your healers, your helpers, your joy guides, assisted by your teachers. Observe how they call in the ministries of angels to clear your astral body of past karma, clearing you of any obligations to others and any obligations from others to you, releasing you completely with love and divine intention to live fully empowered in the moment, and obligated and in service only to your Creator, guided by your higher self, and protected by your divine support system. And assist your teachers in clearing yourself of all astral obligation, dissonance, and history with your breath. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And as you release the sound, so it is, and all is cleared, and you are completely free to live in present time, to be in a completely unobstructed connection with your higher self and your guides, unencumbered. Deeply attuned to what is important, and notice how your spirit is now fully embodied, how your physical self is peaceful, calm, and free of pain, tension, and stress. Your emotions are quiet, clear, and joyful. Your mind is at ease, open and receptive to hearing the voice of your higher self and divine guidance. And your astral field is completely liberated from any past obligations, allowing you to be completely, perfectly connected and guided on a cellular level in your heart, in your mind and oversoul, to serve your highest good, to serve, honor, and love your Creator, and to bring a vibration of joy, creativity, and healing to all those you encounter. And so it is, and so it will become more and more with your breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Imagine your spirit stepping away from your higher self and re-emerging into your body, completely, totally at peace. Bring your attention back to your hands, back to your breath, back to your heart, back to your breath, back to the sound and the light in the room, back to your breath, and when you are ready, slowly open your eyes. There's no rush. And so it is. You are free, clear, calm, and peaceful, and perfectly in tune with your higher self and all forces of divine support. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And so it is. Allow yourself to become perfectly comfortable. Whether sitting or lying down, whatever your spirit suggests to you will help you become more and more comfortable. Follow that inclination, and when you do feel comfortable, allow yourself to begin to relax by breathing in through your nose, very gently, and then release the sound, and gently close your eyes. Continuing to become more comfortable, breathing in gently through the nose, and then out through the mouth, releasing the sound. Notice how your body relaxes more and more, relieving you of stress and tension, relieving you of the need to concentrate or focus on present time. Allow yourself to drift through the door of your imagination and go to that place behind your imagination, a place that is timeless, limitless, a place where there is no such thing as right or wrong, a place where you are allowed to be yourself, perfectly peaceful with who you are, as you are. And allow yourself to relax into this timeless, limitless, loving space with your breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth, and then very gently, in your own way and in your own pace, allow the rhythm of your breath to find its own natural calm. And allow as you breathe all defenses to fall away, all thoughts to become quiet. Allow your personality to relax, and gently invite your personality to step aside and observe your spirit in this beautiful place without fear, and invite your personality to notice how in this place behind your imagination everything is completely peaceful and safe. There is no need for your personality to be vigilant, to protect or guard you. And therefore, invite your personality to gently close its eyes, to begin to relax with you. Continuing to breathe in this timeless space, allow your awareness to become peaceful as it is attracted to a beautiful light streaming from a place beyond your imagination. and notice how it pours forward into your awareness, how it bypasses and calms your mind. Notice this beautiful stream of awareness, this beautiful stream of light beginning to settle itself directly on your heart, warming, softening, nurturing, touching the very center of you. And can you imagine, as you breathe, that some part of you, some ancient and wise part of you, understands this light to be your source, notice as you recognize this divine light, how your heart does begin to soften, open, how your heart begins to relax and respond, how it becomes filled with joy and relief as this divine light pouring in continues to touch the very center of you. Allow your attention to become completely mesmerized, completely aligned by this divine light pouring in. And as you bring this light closer and closer to the center of you, notice how all sense of fear begins to give way as you begin to understand that this light is divine source. That this divine source is the source of all that you will ever need, ever. That this divine source of light pouring in from the heavens activates the chambers of your heart and feeds you. Notice how this light, this divine source, knows better than anything or anyone exactly what you need to grow, to be comfortable, to be loved, to be nurtured, to be challenged, to be peaceful, to flow in abundance. Notice how this divine source is the source and the only source that you need to receive everything that your spirit could ever possibly need. And as you breathe in and allow this divine light to continue to fill your heart, notice how all its chambers open deeply, taking in this light as though it was the most important spiritual food you could possibly ever take in. And notice how this light is endless, how it supports you on every level, and that it is this divine light, this divine source flowing to you that meets every need you could possibly have. That your source is not from the outer world. It is not dependent on those around you, and never was. It is not dependent on pleasing people, and never was or will be. That your source is the divine light of God, of your Creator, and it alone will provide you everything you need. And it will do so in a steady, continuing, natural, easy, peaceful, reliable way. And all that is required of you is to continue to open your heart and allow this divine source to feed you, sustain you, support you, nurture you. Surrender your full confidence to this divine light touching the center of your heart. And notice as you do how every cell in your body becomes filled with light. How every thought that passes through your mind becomes clear and bright. How every emotion is joyful and confident, quiet and assured. As you continue to breathe in, notice how every chamber of your heart is completely open and flowing with this divine source of light, your source, the source that comes from your Creator. Notice as you breathe how this light, touching the very center of you and filling your entire being, is so loving, so happy to nurture you. And the more you receive, the stronger the light becomes, and the more filled with light your body becomes. Notice how every fear and anxiety for your want gives way to a quiet assurance that everything you will ever need will be provided. Every experience your soul will ever desire will be nurtured and fulfilled. Every creation that you want to contribute will be supported, cultivated, and advanced, but only if you continue to let yourself be supported by your only true source. Notice how this light pouring into your being is so bright, so warm, so loving. It's hard, it's difficult to even stretch your imagination to understand the depth of its affection and devotion to you. And now imagine with your breath throwing your heart wide open and leaving it open as your divine source continues to nurture, heal, sustain, strengthen, protect, and empower you now and forever. Be fed by your true source, and with your breath, allow any false attachments, any false ideas and beliefs that your needs are dependent upon others, to fall away, drifting clearly into and turning back into the light of your source. Freed of any false attachments, allow this divine source to continue to nurture you. And notice how every dark aspect of your consciousness is now overwhelmed with light, support, and love beyond your comprehension. Take in this support completely. And behind this support, see your higher self blessing you, burning away any false attachments so that you are completely, solely sustained by the only true source of the universe, the divine source and light and love of God. Peacefully knowing now that you will have all that you will ever, ever need. Commit your heart to remaining wide open to the light of your divine source. And breathe. Fed as though every part of your nature that never ever needed anything is completely nurtured and satisfied. And knowing that this source is continual and ever-present. As long as your heart is open, be grateful and thank your source for loving and sustaining you so thoroughly, so beautifully, and so perfectly now and forever. Thank your source with every cell in your being as you continue to receive all that you will ever need. Thank your source. Be devotional to your source. Be grateful and humble and deeply appreciative. And as you do, notice how the source, divine love flowing to you, amplifies and amplifies and amplifies. And with your breath, commit to remaining in devotional appreciation, never again fearing for anything. Gratitude and acceptance allow your source to flow continually without any disturbance. Know you are now fed, as you always were and will continue to be, as long as your heart remains open. Breathe in gratitude. And fully supported, bring your attention back to your hands, back to your body. Back to your heart, filled with light, open to the divine source of all that feeds you. Back to present time. Back to gratitude. And in perfect confidence that every need will be met now and forever. With your breath, you can slowly open your eyes. And so it is. And so your heart is in flow with divine flow. And so it is. Take a deep breath in through the nose and then out through the mouth. And allow yourself to relax. And notice as you breathe, especially in through the nose and out through the mouth, releasing the sound. Notice how your body does begin to relax. How the tension in your shoulders and back and neck give way, how your chest opens up, how your heart opens up. So again, take a deep breath in through the nose, out through the mouth. And then finding a steady, natural, and comfortable breath. Allow your eyes to close and for now, for the next few moments, to detach from the physical present time and all the conditions and cares that swirl around you, and allow yourself to become deeply quiet within. Allowing your attention to drift to the center of your heart, the place where your spirit resides, and connect with your spirit, with your breath, in through the nose and And as you connect with your spirit, can you possibly imagine that your spirit is this beautiful, bright, orange and violet white flame perfection itself, dancing, moving gracefully in the rhythm of divine flow. And in your imagination, for the next few moments, observe your spirit as a dancing flame, lifting out of your physical body, and reaching for the arms and loving affection of your Divine Mother and your Divine Father, your eternal creators, and allow your spirit as a divine flame lift up out of your being in present time, and in your imagination begin to allow this flame of you, your eternal spirit, to dance between the protective flames of the Divine Mother and Father, and allow your spirit to merge your flame with theirs into one beautiful, intense, orange and red to violet, gold, and then white. Perfect flame of eternal fire. With your breath, and can you imagine, as this detached and observant eternal flame, shrouded on left and right by your eternal Mother, Divine Father, your immortal creative source, can you imagine that you are now observing your physical body? Notice how you feel toward your physical body as you pull it into your mind's eye. Notice your first feelings as your spirit observes the physical body quietly resting. Notice if you have any judgments, resistance, dislike, any sadness, frustration, or rejection. As you observe your physical body in your mind's eye, allow your awareness now to be drawn to the Divine Mother, observing the physical you together. Notice how your Divine Mother looks upon your physical body. Notice the love and affection and devotion she has for your physical being. And as you breathe, listen to your Divine Mother as she tells you that she personally created your physical self. fastened it out of love for you. Through her divine care, your heart was formed, your bones, your muscles, the blood flow, the wind, the oxygen. And review your physical self with her affection, knowing that your physical self is a holy creation and gift from her. Looking upon your physical self with these fresh eyes, notice how you have treated her gift. Have you appreciated it? Have you valued it? Have you cared for it as one of the most important gifts she's offered you? And if you haven't in any way, ask your physical body and the Divine Mother to forgive you and to release you from such ignorance with your breath. Begin to understand and appreciate the magnificence of your physical vessel. And as you do, allow your physical vessel to be filled with a new light and a new vitality. Appreciating the gift of your body as fashioned and created specifically for you to serve your spirit by your Divine Mother. Allow joy guides to fill each limb with its laughter, with its dance, with its humor and rhythm. Notice the frequency of your physical body as you invite the joy guides in to re-energize it and make it worthy to support and serve your spirit. Notice how your physical body becomes filled with light and becomes welcoming and attractive to your spirit once you begin to notice what a holy and divine creation it is. And now with your breath, allow your attention to be taken by the loving power of your Divine Father. And notice how the Divine Father says he breathes life into your body to house your spirit. And notice how your lungs expand as he shares the breath of life and breathes it into you. Notice how the breath of life is breathed into your belly, giving you conviction. Notice how it is breathed into your heart, giving you compassion. Notice how the spirit of the Divine Father is breathed into your lungs, giving you clarity and confidence. And how the vitality of this force of the Divine Father flowing through you makes this sacred vessel empowered and worthy. Notice how the fire and the wind of the Divine Father flowing through your physical body gives you vitality and makes you holy, and how it merges with the creation of the Divine Mother to create a perfect and sacred vessel for your spirit to occupy. Remaining in the divine flame, observe your attitudes, judgments, and appreciation for your physical body, and ask for forgiveness from your body and its creators for any ignorance that has caused you to reject or be unappreciative of your body until now. And with your breath, allow yourself to completely love and accept and appreciate your body for the holy vessel that it is, that it has been created for you. And as you do, notice the ministry of angels coming in, filling your belly with confidence, filling your heart with compassion, filling your lungs with conviction, and notice how your body becomes an empowered vessel of light, happy to serve you, happy to carry your spirit, happy to honor you in service and in clarity and in loyal devotion. Notice how perfectly capable your body is to provide a home for your spirit. And notice how your spirit has been given a beautiful gift, the gift of physical life. And in gratitude and in deep appreciation, allow the healing guides, the joy guides, the teachers and the helpers to empower every cell within you so that it is capable of operating in its highest expression in service to your spirit and in service to its creators. Breathe with the Holy Divine Father and Mother. Breathe in as you observe your physical body becoming beautifully empowered, beautifully aligned to serve your spirit and to serve God. Allow as you breathe your awareness to notice how your physical body is no longer encumbered with judgments, rejection, heaviness, and grief, and will no longer be dishonored with confusion as you begin to commit to your physical body, recognizing it as a perfect and holy vessel made for you, fashioned for you by the Holy Divine Mother and brought to life for you by the Holy Divine Father. Notice the beauty of your physical body, the competence, the strength, the balance, and the lightness as it is happy to serve you in fulfilling your spirit's divine plan. Release now from the care of the Divine Mother and the Holy Father. Allow your spirit with your next breath to align with your physical body. Breathe in through the nose. Breathe out through the mouth. And merge your spirit with your physical vessel in perfect, peaceful harmony. Allow your spirit to align with your physical vessel and your physical vessel to align with you. As a vessel of light, clarity, vitality, and holiness, free of all dissonance, empowered on every level in every cell, filled with energy, devotion, joy, and love, prepared to serve your spirit and your Creator, now in its highest good. Breathe in through the nose and let the joy guides run through your body, enlightening you with laughter. Breathe out through the mouth, freeing yourself of any dissonance or misalignment with your body. Breathe in through the nose, aligning yourself with your physical body to perfect health, peace, and energy. Breathing out any distrust and confusion and judgment. Breathe in through your nose, confidence and appreciation for your body's ability to support you. And breathe out from your mouth. Any suspicion or resistance to your vessel supporting you in perfect harmony. Aligned with your body, fully energized, peaceful and confident that it will serve you and your purpose in every way, appreciative, grateful, and respectful of the gift of life that you have been given in this physical body, you can now go forward in partnership, in peace, in confidence, and in service to your Divine Mother, Divine Father, and the love of the universe. Bring your attention now back to your breath. Back to your hands. Back to your feet. Back to the light in the room. Back to the light in your body. Back to the love you are surrounded by. Back to the love your body has for you. Back to the moment. Back to present time. And when you're ready, you may slowly open your eyes. Filled with light and in perfect harmony, vitality and energy to serve your purpose and your Creator, supported by your physical body. In perfect confidence, you are now prepared to move into present time, perfectly peaceful, healthy, and grounded. And so it is. Allow yourself to become perfectly comfortable. Seated or lying down, it makes no difference. Listen to your own spirit and follow its direction in what will serve you best to become at this moment perfectly comfortable and peaceful within your body. And once you become comfortable, take a look around the room. Notice where you are in present time. And then when you are ready, slowly close your eyes and allow yourself to enter an even deeper state of relaxation and calm, trusting that as you take your attention away from present time, you are perfectly safe, absolutely protected, and held in complete love. By the Holy Mother and Holy Loving Father. And in this quiet, comfortable, safe, and confident space, allow your attention now to drift away from your mind and center into the very center of your heart, with your breath, breathing in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Notice your awareness entering a new dimension, a new perception, a new place of consciousness. Remaining grounded and peaceful. And now allowing your breath to flow into and then gently out of your body. Become aware that you have arrived at a place where you can meet and connect with always, at all times, and in all circumstances,
your higher self, your guardian angel, the archangels, those beloved who have crossed over, your helpers, your teachers, your healers, nature spirits and elementals, here in this quiet place. Behind your heart, in the center of your being, and that you can meet your guides and your higher self, even the Divine Mother and your Holy Creative Father, with your breath. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And notice that your higher self is now giving you instruction in how to always be successful in connecting with these higher frequencies beyond the veil of conscious awareness. And listen. Listen with every cell in your being as your higher self instructs you to always be open to guidance. And the way to be open is more than just a mental decision. To be open to guidance means to open your heart, because it is here in your heart where guidance is received, not in your mind, but here in your heart. Therefore, to be open to guidance, to higher frequencies and higher vibration, means to choose to live with an open heart. And now, with your breath in through the nose, out through the mouth, imagine your heart opening wider than it has ever been before. Pay attention to what it feels like to choose to open your heart. Pay attention as your higher self affirms that this is the way to connect. This is the way to hear the instruction of the angelic and divine frequencies. Notice how, in fact, you do begin to hear more clearly with your heart. Breathe as you allow your heart to receive more and more instruction, guidance, and love. And as you breathe, notice how your higher self takes you even further. You begin now with this open heart to expect that you will be guided. Expect that you will be guided by your higher self. Expect that you will be guided by helpers who are so happy, so honored to serve you. Expect that you will be helped and supported by healers. With your permission, they will always be available to you in this open-hearted state. You can expect their support and love and knowledge. You will be guided by master teachers, by the ascended masters, by the archangels, and by your creator and loving mother, the divine mother who has fashioned your physical vehicle for you. And breathe into this expectation with confidence that no expectation will be disappointed. You can always expect your guides and divine guidance to be found here in this open-hearted state. And as you breathe, notice your higher self further instructing you in how to receive guidance by asking you, encouraging you to trust all guidance that you feel and hear and know in this open-hearted state of awareness. Trust what comes, even if at times it may feel scary, it may feel adventurous, it may feel risky. Trust anyway. And notice as you do choose to trust this guidance, that every cell in your body relaxes, how your emotions become calm and your mind becomes quiet and peaceful, as an assurance and affirmation that trusting your guidance is good and appropriate and beneficial. Notice how your higher self encourages you to voice your guidance, to speak out your guidance, so that you can feel the vibration of its value through your own voice. So that trusting your guidance comes easily, naturally, peacefully, comfortably. Trust your guidance. And every cell in your body, every feeling running through your emotional nature, and every thought in your mind will become quiet, aligned with your spirit. and divine wisdom. Breathe as you agree to trust the divine wisdom that flows through you in this place of perfect open-hearted awareness. And as you continue to breathe, notice the loving encouragement of your higher self as it invites you to begin your life acting on the guidance you receive, to begin living in perfect cooperation with your spirit and the divine wisdom flowing through you. Observe your higher self encouraging you to act in alignment with the inner voice of your true and authentic self. And as you choose to act on this guidance, how every aspect of your life will fall into perfect flow with the universe. And no longer will you experience the struggle of working against divine wisdom. Find the confidence, wherewithal, and yes, even sanity to agree to trust and then act on the divine guidance flowing through you. Listen as your higher self assures you that if you come to this open-hearted state of awareness and you expect the guidance to be present, willing to trust what flows through you and act in complete accordance with your inner truth, your higher self assures you that you will be greeted and met by the loving intention, support, and assistance that the universe has to offer you, and your life will flow in perfect peace and unobstructed harmony, that your intentions will become fulfilled, your desires beyond manifested, and your inner peace completely and forevermore assured. And with your breath, agree to be open, to expect, to completely trust and confidently act on the divine guidance that is given to you as a gift and flows through you from your higher self, the angelic realms, the ascended masters, the nature and elemental spirits, and the divine holy Mother and Father God. And with your commitment to be open. Expect, trust, and act in accordance with the inner truth of your heart. All will be well now and forevermore. And so it is. And so it is. Breathe in through the nose. And gently out through the mouth and allow yourself to become perfectly comfortable. Whether sitting down or lying down, it makes absolutely no difference. Listen to your spirit and do whatever you are guided to do in becoming perfectly peaceful and comfortable in your body in this moment. And once you become comfortable, breathe in again through the nose, out through the mouth. And this time, allow your eyes to gently close. And simply focus on the rhythm of your breath as it enters gently into your body. And then flows out again. Notice as you breathe in through the nose and then out through the mouth, how your body releases stress every time you release the sound. And as the stress becomes less and less, become more and more relaxed, notice how your attention drifts from your thoughts and begins to slip away and settle deep within your heart. Follow your awareness to that place with your breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as your attention settles into your heart, notice in front of you that your higher self is beginning to approach you and invites you to drift away into another dimension, a place where there is no time, there are no restrictions, a place where there is no right or wrong, free of judgments, free of the need for approval. Follow your higher self into this other dimension with your breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you follow your higher self, notice that on the edges of this new dimension are your fears. Remain detached as you observe your fears and notice how they appear in present time. Notice exactly what you are afraid of, but remain detached and unaffected by your fears. With your breath, and observe as you breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. As you notice your fears, pay attention to their nature. Are they fears rooted in present time? Or are they very old, even ancient? Are your fears rooted in physical safety and comfort? Are your fears rooted in emotional anxieties and issues? Are you fearful of not knowing enough or having enough information to adequately fuel your life? Notice, with the help of your higher self, that the more you study your fears, the smaller they become, the less menacing, the less frightful. Continue to breathe with the help of your higher self. And notice as you observe your fears from a detached place how they are like weeds. And with your attention, these weeds get pulled one by one from your awareness. And notice how with your breath, each weed pulled begins to immediately shrivel up and collapse to nothingness. Notice how very entertaining it is to you to begin pulling these weeds of fear and having them immediately shrivel up and turn into nothing. And as you pull each weed, notice that you are surrounded by joy guides. Both joy guides from the nature world and the spirit world, in the form of laughing children pulling the weeds with you, laughing and completely entertained by how quickly these menacing fears shrivel up and disappear with your loving attention. All the while, notice behind the brilliant light of your higher self is the loving forces of the Divine Mother and loving Father of the universe. Notice with each weed of fear that you pull and disappear, your heart gets lighter and your mind becomes quieter. As the joy guides offer you one after the other, shriveling up, your heart becomes lighter and your mind becomes quieter and quieter. Notice how each time you face a fear, it disappears and turns into laughter. And now notice how laughter itself can help you dissolve fear. Continuing to breathe, continuing to notice this new vibration, recognize it as one that you have not often allowed yourself to experience, certainly not nearly enough, experiencing the vibration of joy. Recognize that joy is the opposite of fear. And breathe in this joy, this peaceful confidence, as your spirit begins to see that the fear around you is dissolving. And the more you laugh, and the more you allow the joy guides to laugh through you, the more you feel connected to Source and realize that these fears have no source to feed them other than your attention. Notice how you take your attention off of your fears. They shrivel up and disappear into nothing. Allow your joy guides now to take your attention, and following their lead, let them remind you of what does feed your spirit and give you joy with your breath. Breathe in. Follow your guides. Breathe out. Release your fears. And with your breath, looking up behind your imagination, notice what brings you joy that you may have forgotten. Take in this gentle reminder. Breathe it in. This reflection of your creativity, of your art, of your beauty, of your kindness, of your strength. Notice how your joy guides remind you to reconnect with what brings you joy. And notice how simply calling to mind what brings you joy raises your vibration, opens your heart, and gives you access to spiritual support. breathe. As your higher self and joy guides remind you of what brings you joy, do not let this become a struggle or painful, but rather a happy recollection of self, recalling you to yourself. Allow your higher self and the joy guides to remind you of what you love. And breathe. Breathe. Breathe in all those things that you can remember from the beginning of time that you love, that make you smile. Whether it's music, beautiful flowers, shared times, connection with nature, intimacy with friends, family, and children, inventing poetry, writing, art, gardens, food. Allow your higher self and joy guides to remind you and feed yourself energetically what you love. Breathe in the colors, the aromas, the flavors, the senses that feed you. And notice that joy. The more joy that you have, the more joy that you breathe in, the more joy that you choose to remember by recognizing your gifts, by recognizing the gifts of nature available to you, by recognizing the most important gift you have of all, the gift of life. As you turn around and look at the gates of your awareness, notice how all your fears have disappeared. And in its place, all you see are the loving, light-filled, laughter-filled vibrations of your joy guides. Laughter-filled vibrations of your joy guides. With your breath, breathe in through the nose. Breathe out through the mouth. Ah. And recognize that you can choose joy. And if you do, it disappears fear and puts you in immediate communication with the angelic and divine realms. Breathe and focus on your joy, on what feeds your joy, and what being in peaceful, calm joy vibrationally feels like. Relax and allow your mind to rest. Allow your heart to rest. And allow your need to save others rest. And simply focus on how much joy, how much inner peace and joy are you willing to embrace? And breathe. Breathe in the joy of your joy guides. Bring in the joy of your decision to live in harmony and peace. Bring in the joy that will provide everything you could possibly ever need. Bring in the joy without apology. Through your breath, in through the nose, out through the mouth. And with your intention, choose joy and the frequency of joy as the most important frequency and most valuable path to commit to. Where there is joy, fear cannot exist. Allow your joy guides to support your intention to live in joy, and watch your world get better and better and better. Breathe in through the nose. Breathe out through the mouth. Breathe in joy. Breathe out fear. And with your decision to be joyful, joy-filled, everything that is out of balance will begin to resolve itself. And so it is. And so it is. Look around the room, and if you are seated by a window, look outside and notice everything, everything that you possibly can notice at this time. And then when you are ready, take in a breath gently in through the nose and then let out the sound, ah. Again, looking around the room and noticing after having breathed if your awareness has become any sharper. If you can notice any more. And once again, take a breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. This time, gently close your eyes and release the sound. Ah. And this time, notice your inner world, just as though you were noticing your outer world. Notice your thoughts. Notice your feelings. Notice the tone within your body. And if you were able to, could you possibly imagine a color that would reflect the atmosphere or attitude that resonates within you. Don't judge. Simply observe with your breath. And again, breathe in through the nose. And then out through the mouth. And noticing now both the external and internal environment. Allow your attention to slowly drift from present time and present thoughts. And go to a place behind your imagination. A place where you can connect with all that is. And in this place, imagine approaching you. So happy, delighted, so honored to have your attention. Imagine approaching you is your divine self, your higher self. And take that experience in with your breath. In through the nose and out through the mouth. Allow your awareness to become completely mesmerized, completely enthralled with the beauty, clarity, the warmth, and wisdom of your higher self with your breath. Breathing in through the nose and then gently out through the mouth. As you merge with your higher self, allow your breath to become perfectly calm. Continuing to relax, ask your higher self what it is I am to know. What is the secret of being peaceful? Ask your higher self, what is the most important message you can give me, so that I may fulfill my heart's desire, so that I may fulfill my ambitions and my goals, so that my heart will feel peaceful and satisfied, and my life will be filled with love and connections that have meaning. Bring to your higher self these and any other unspoken, unexpressed questions. How can I be happy? How can I be healthy? What is the secret to being in harmony with the universe and my purpose, my path? And then breathe, allowing your heart to pour forward these and any other unexpressed concerns, questions, and anxieties. Have no resistance. As you sit at the foot of your higher self to pour forward and empty your heart. All your defenses, all critical self-talk, all resentments you may hold toward those who've been in your life and disappointed you. Ask your higher self, what is the secret to my peace? And breathe. Breathe in through the nose and out through the mouth. And as you breathe, notice the beautiful, beautiful, beautiful countenance of your higher self as your higher self begins to answer. This way. Notice your breath. Your breath is a gift of life. Appreciate the gift of life that you have been given. Appreciate that all that is alive is holy. Appreciate that everything that sustains your life is a holy gift from God, your Creator. Appreciate the breath that flows into and then out of your physical vessel and gives you physical reality. This is a gift from God, a holy gift from God to you. Be grateful. Be grateful for the gift of your life. Be grateful for all the gifts that support and sustain and delight your life. Bring your attention off of those things that your mind would convince you are worth listening to, that would keep you in distress and turmoil, and find your peace by beginning to notice behind all appearances is the gift of life. Tap into the gift and the flow of life, and it will provide you everything. And to tap into the gift and flow of life, appreciate it. Appreciate the birds outside your window every day, singing to you. Appreciate the birds and their music with your breath. And know how, whether or not you notice, this music nurtures you. Appreciate the trees, the flowers, the skies, the clouds, the sunrise, the sunset. More exquisite than all the works of art in every museum in the world. Painted for you every day. Exploding for you every day with its colors, textures, scents, sounds. Appreciate the festival of color presented to you that dances across the sky. Let it feed your spirit. Let it nurture your heart and be grateful. Appreciate the flow of water, whether from the tap or in the ocean. Appreciate the gift of water and the waters that flow within your body. Appreciate the water that flows from the heavens and provides you food and all in the natural kingdom of food. And your heart will not be empty. Your mind will not be troubled if you notice what is real and true and present as a gift for you. Appreciate your senses. It provides you an ability to connect with the physical playground. Taste and sound, and hearing, and touch, and smell, and the highest and most important of all senses, the sense of intuition, inner vibration, inner awareness. Appreciate your inner awareness. It is a gift, as are all of your senses. Appreciate your inner awareness, and your mind will not be troubled. Your heart will not be lonely. Your feelings will not be scared. Be grateful for the endless loving flow of support that the universe provides you from the minute you are born until the minute you return to your Creator. Direct your attention to what is real. The flow of nature, the gifts of beauty that are constantly present, the food that the earth provides, the perfumes, the music, the magic of nature. Appreciate your inner voice, which is in constant and intimate dialogue with the divine. appreciate means to increase in value. Increase how much you value all the gifts in your life. And as you do, you will be blessed with more and more and more of the same. More gifts, more blessings, more peace, more intuition. The more grateful you are, the more you appreciate the gifts that you had, the more and more and more and more they will flow. Allow your attention to notice how many gifts flow through your experience now with your breath. And notice as you breathe how time stands still, how fears dissolve, how your heart opens, how all your needs are met as your inner dialogue with the divine becomes stronger and stronger with the simple decision to be grateful for all that is presently available to you. And again, appreciate and thank your God. Thank your Creator, thank the Divine Mother, thank the angelic realms, thank the elementals in the natural world for loving you so consistently, so deeply, and so generously with your breath. Vow to remain in this state of gratitude, to live in this state of eternal gratitude, knowing in doing so, you will live in present time, and every need of yours will be met peacefully and far better than you could ever have imagined on your own. With your breath, vow to be grateful and align with divine flow and divine dialogue at all times, peacefully. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And with this state of divine gratitude firmly committed in your heart, bring your awareness back to your hands, back to the vibration within your being, back to your heart, back to the peace flowing completely and endlessly through you and beyond, back to present time, back to the moment. Recognize the peace that you are experiencing. Be grateful. And with your breath, slowly in through the nose and out through the mouth. You may slowly open your eyes and live in this new, forever harmonious, peaceful and divinely connected vibration. And so it is. And so it is.